Your students from Mudanahalli campus offer our love and gratitude at your lotus feet.
A little bird sat chirping on a random branch of a lush green tree in a serene remote forest. The bird flapped its wings in the hope of gaining altitude and piercing into the dark blue skies. Its vision just focused on the grand vista above. Unfortunately, its wings failed. It lost its grip and balance.
And then came the loving mother and nudged the little fowl to take flight.
The little one found courage and soared into the deep blue skies, which spirited confidence. Swami, our dear mother, who is today nudging your little children to take wing with confidence. You are the wind beneath our wings.
Swami, you once said, I give you all that you want, wondering why I am not the one you want. Today, after having taken all that is ephemeral at best from your hand, we realize that holding on to your hand was way inferior to that pining to hold on. When the entire universe is at your beck and call, you proclaim us as your sole property.
And sometimes we wonder what makes us deserve it, except for your loving grace.
But when it is our turn to pay our gratitude, all that you ever asked is to get a good name for ourselves. It is this love, Swami, that has bound us together. The bond that we share is forever to stay. Never let us leave you, Swami, for when you are not there, we are a matter of no one's care. When you are there, no matter who cares, Swami. What more can we offer than that love with which you nurtured us right from the inception?
Swami, you are our dear mother who today is helping us moving forward. You taught us to take those few faltering steps. You taught us to few lisp coherent words. And you guided us through our mirrored memories. Sai Ma, we your children today offer that all you have given to us back to you in the form of this bouquet of loving expressions set to prose and sing. Tumse, tum tak, from you to you.
Thank you. साया तुम रहो, हर मुश्किल सा तुम करो, पल भर की है ये जिंदगी, उसमें हमेशा साथ दो।
When you are in a plane, the pilot can be thought of as God. In misery, the one who consoles and supports you can be thought of as God. In my struggle for logic to complete the code, you came as thought. You have changed my perception towards you, towards God, and made me realize that I can experience you everywhere. Your teachings made us aware of the value of our own existence. You provided us the platform to perfect our personalities, both mentally and physically, making each one of us pure at heart to enshrine a spark of divinity in us. Swami, you have taught us the value of service and gave us the opportunity to serve and experience the happiness in giving. You have blessed me with multiple roles playing in my life and helped me in every situation. The path you choose us to bring us to you is truly mystical. So is the case with me and my family. You bestowed upon two brothers and me the blessed opportunity of being your students. I can't imagine anyone other than me to take the chance of being in the role that you have cast for me in my life. This life is given by you and I belong to you. After all, you are my eternal companion. I am forever indebted to you for all that you have ever done for me, Lord. In the end, I can only say that and pray that I never leave your hand, your fold, and your grace. Thank you, Swami.
My dear friend, how can I forget the day when you gave me your reply in a manner which I cannot forget? In the year 2011, I was studying in Ishwaram High School. That was the final year for the Telugu medium students. I was studying in 9th class. We were told that for the next academic year, school will be closed. As you know, my friend, we used to come for your darshan every Thursday. It was our final Thursday darshan of yours as a student. So we came up with a plan to write letters expressing our feelings to you. In my letter, I pleaded with you asking, what should I do as it is my last darshan of yours as a student. I gave my letter to you along with everyone. Afterwards, I simply forgot about that letter. But again, I remember about that letter on 24th April 2011. As our school closed on 23rd April, you left your physical body the very next day. That is when I realized that the darshan which I had on that Thursday was my last darshan of yours, not only as a student, but in my entire life. Now, when I am at the verge of completing my student life, I know that you are there with me and you will continue to be there with me, Swami. Please be with me and protect me always. Thank you.
என்னால் நினைத்து கூட பார்க்க முடியவில்லை. நான் உங்களோட கல்லூரியில் படிப்பேன் என்று ஒரு மிகப்பெரிய கனவு நிறைவு அடைந்தது போல் உள்ளது சுவாமி. நாங்கள் முதலில் வந்த போது எவரோடவரும் அதிகம் உரையாட மாட்டேன். ஏனென்றால் எனக்கு சிறிய கூச்ச சுபாவம். ஏதோ ஒன்று எனக்குள் சொல்லிக் கொண்டு இருந்தது, நீங்க வந்ததுக்கு காரணம் கல்வி மட்டும் கிடையாது, அதை விட முக்கியமான காரணத்துக்காக வந்துள்ளாய். இதையே என்னோட தாரக மந்திரமாக வைத்துக் கொண்டு தாங்கள் அருளினால் ரெண்டு புதிய பேச்சு உரையாடல் அளித்தேன் சுவாமி. வீட்டில் இருக்கும் பொழுது எனக்கு மூன்று அல்லது நாகு சோகங்களை தான் தெரியும். இங்க வந்த பிறகு தாங்கள் வேதத்திற்கு அளித்த முக்கியத்துவத்தினால் தினமும் வேதம் கற்றுக்கொண்டேன் சுவாமி. சுவாமி, எனக்கு ஒருபோதும் அம்மா அப்பா மற்றும் உறவினர்களை பிரிந்த வருத்தம் இருந்ததே இல்லை. ஏனென்றால் தாங்கள் அம்மாவின் பாசத்தையும் மற்றும் தந்தையின் ஒழுக்கத்தை ஒன்றிணைத்து ஆசிரியர்களை அளித்தீர்கள். ஒன்றுக்கு எனக்கு 100 சகோதரியை அளித்தீர்கள் சுவாமி. சுவாமி, இவ்வாழ்க்கையில் நீங்கள் எனக்கு அளவுக்கு மிஞ்சி கொடுப்பீர்கள் என்று எனக்கு தெரியும். அனைத்துக்கும் நன்றி சொல்லணும்னா எனக்கு என்ன கொடுப்பேன் என்று எனக்கு தெரியவில்லை. அதனால் சுவாமி, என்னால் முடிந்தது தாங்கள் கூறிய கொள்கைகளை கடைபிடிப்பேன் சுவாமி. நன்றி சுவாமி, நன்றி.
పిచ్చులు పట్టించు పిచ్చిని పోగొట్టు సచ్చిదానందుడు సాయిరామ. జోగి భోగిగ చేయు, భోగిగ చేయు భాగవతాగ్నిని బాలరామ. కన్నీరు తెప్పించు, కన్నీరు తప్పించు చిన్మయమూర్తి ఓ చిన్నిరామ. మిత్రమా, దిక్కుతోచని పరిస్థితిలో నీవే దిక్కై నిలిచావు. మానసిక సంక్షోభంలో ఉన్నప్పుడు చేయుతనిచ్చావు. నిరాశలో ఊరట నీవై నిలిచావు. భౌతికంగా తల్లిదండ్రులకు దూరంగా ఉన్న నాకు 1000 తల్లుల ప్రేమ చూపి వెన్ను తట్టావు. తెల్లవన్నీ పాలు కాదని, నల్లవన్నీ నీళ్లు కావని అర్థమయ్యే విధంగా బోధించావు. సుఖదుఖాల్లో నా ఇంట జంట కంట వెంట ఉండి నన్ను రక్షించి సన్మార్గంలో పెట్టి నిన్ను మించిన స్నేహితుడు లేడనిపించావు. బ్రహ్మాండమంతయు బొజ్జలోనుండగా భక్ష్యభోజ్యము మీకు పెట్టతగున సర్వజీవుల యందు సంచరించడి మీకు సరి అయిన పేరిడ సాధ్యమగున సర్వజలంబుల సంచరించడి మీకు స్నానంబు జయింప నలివి అగున కోటి సూర్యుల కాంతి మేటి కలిగిన మీకు ప్రమిద దీపము పెట్టతగున కర్త కర్మ క్రియ అన్ని మీరై నడిపించు ఈ విశ్వంబున ఫలానా అని కృతజ్ఞత తెలుపుట నా తరమ. స్వామి, మీకు కృతజ్ఞత తెలుపుట ఎట్లు? మీరు నేర్పించినటువంటి విషయాలన్నింటినీ గుర్తుంచుకొని మీకు తగిన స్నేహితునిగా ఉండుటకు ప్రయత్నిస్తాను. అందుకు తగిన శక్తిని సామర్థ్యాన్ని నాకు ఇవ్వవలసిందిగా ప్రార్థిస్తున్నా.
స్వామి, నా హీ హమారే పాస్ కోయి శబ్ద హై ఔర్ నా హీ కోయి అల్ఫాజ్ తుమ్హారా శుక్రియా అదా కర్నే కే లియే ఉస్ సబ్ కా ధన్యవాద్ కర్నే కే లియే జో తుమ్నే హమారే లియే ఇస్ సంసార్ కే లియే ఔర్ బ్రహ్మాండ్ కే లియే కర్ రహే హో.
హమ్ ఆప్కే బినా इस जीवन की कल्पना तक नहीं कर सकते. ओ स्वामी, क्या होता हमारे इस जीवन का अगर तुम हमारे करीब न आते.
जब 3 साल पहले हम यहाँ पर आए थे उस समय से लेकर अभी तक हम अपने आप को बहुत ही खुशकिस्मत मानते हैं कि आप हर वक्त हमारे साथ रहे हो.
हम भटक रहे थे जीवन की इन राहों पर, परंतु तुम रोशनी बने और हमारे इस जीवन को रोशन कर दिया। स्वामी
हम आपका धन्यवाद करते हैं, हम आपका धन्यवाद करते हैं कि आपने हमें जीवन की सच्ची और सही राह दिखाई,
कि आपने हमें सही मंजिल और अच्छा लक्ष्य दिखाया।
स्वामी हम आपका धन्यवाद करते हैं, आप हर एक परिस्थिति में चाहे वो दुख हो या सुख में, आप सदा हमारे साथ रहे हो।
हम आपका धन्यवाद करते हैं कि आपने हमें इस जीवन में धर्म और कर्तव्य का महत्व समझाया।
स्वामी एक कृपा है, आप अपना आशीर्वाद सदा हमारे ऊपर और अपना प्यार बनाए रखना।
स्वामी कहते हैं कि आपका प्यार तो हजार माओं के प्यार से भी ज्यादा होता है। इसी प्यार को पाने के लिए ओ साई माँ मैं आया, मैं घर आया।
मेरे साई बाबा
स्वामी आपण चरण में मोर कोटि कोटि जुहार पहला थर मुझ जिते बेले पुटवर्ती आसली परीक्षा लिखवार लगी मत ये जगह टा बहुत भल लगला से दिन न मुझे भावी नहीं थी कि स्वामी आपण कॉलेज के आसबी मुई आले भले मोर सिलेक्शन भी होगा मोर सिलेक्शन पर ना केवल मोर जीवन टा बदलला बल्कि मोर बापार जीवन भी बदली गला पुटब दिन फेरला पर मो बापा आईस खाबार ही छाड़देले आके देखिक मुई भी दुई बरस पर आईस छाड़देली मुई स्कूल जीवन ने पाठ पढ़ाने तो भल थी तार संगे चित्र करवार आ खेलकूद ने बहुत आगे थी कि जेन्ता एंता पाठ पढ़ा बढ़ी बढ़ी गला अलग जिन करवा लगी मो पाखे समय ही नहीं थी आ जी लगे मत बहुत खराब लगुला कि स्वामी आपण कलेज ने जगह पाइबार पर मोर सपन टा साकार होगा पाठ पढ़ा संगे चित्र करवार आ खेलकूद के मुझे आउ थे पाईपारि जेने के बरस आगु मन हजी जा मोर जीवन थर आपण कृपा लगे मुई आभारी रही मोर खाली इटा गोटे प्रार्थना कि आपण आशीर्वाद टा मोर उपरे सब बुले थाउ धन्यवाद स्वामी
हाउ कैन वी एवर पे ग्रेटिट्यूड टू द मोस्ट इंपॉर्टेंट पर्सन इन माय लाइफ तो आई फॉरगेट अबाउट हिम इन द मोस्ट हैप्पीएस्ट मोमेंट्स ऑफ माय लाइफ You have never left my hand, Swami. I entered the portals of this hallowed institution as a skeptic, even as a critic. And now, as time flies by, I am happy for what I was because I am grateful for what I am today. You were there with me from the time I was born and the doctors diagnosed my handicap and told my parents. Even the famous hospitals gave up and They treated my medical problem as an object of study to medical college students. But you arrived miraculously in the form of a medical camp doctor and performed my delicate surgery and saved me. Swami, you were there higher in my up to pull me up and lower in my down to catch me. You were there with me every second and every instance of my life. In the end, I can only say, Thank you, Swami, for being with me in my life. And I pray to you to be with me forever and ever. Because without you, I am nothing, Swami.
Dearest Swami, Your grace is what brought us here. Your benevolence guided us and guarded us. Your message is our compass with which we navigate the treacherous waters and dark alleyways of this mundane world.
Even as life beckons us to move to a new chapter, it is with a heavy heart that we acknowledge the feeling of gratitude and gratefulness. The unconditional love and grace received by us in this university has only proved to us that your love and grace was in fact always with us even before we joined this university and will continue to be with us even after we leave this university.
You descended at different times, with different forms, in different places, but for the same purpose, for the ascent of man. You have often said, my life is my message. And you also said, your life is my message.
You gave us an opportunity to realize that all of us are a part of your great plan. You have been our teacher, friend and guardian in the most fruitful form. And this makes every aspect of our relationship sweet and sublime. And it is this facility that draws all of us so close to you.
Swami, we pray that you bless us so that our lives can reflect your teachings in the form of our thoughts, words and deeds. We are indebted to you because you have been our guide in every single act of ours. We owe you our love because you never let us stray away from our duties.
You are the one whose hand we always seek to hold throughout the journey of our lives, and you are our greatest strength and hope in times of turbulence.
Your paramount doctrines were always love all, serve all, and help ever, hurt ever. Swami, please give us the strength and forbearance to look at all beings alike and to treat the whole world as a family.
For all you have done for us, we can only praise your name with deepest sense of gratitude for you have made a way for your presence in our lives. And thus, we sing to offer our hearts to you. We sing to seek your love. We sing to praise your name. And we sing to tell you that all of us belong to you. And we promise to live our lives only to prove that how much all of this is true.
సాయీశ్వరుని రమణీయ కమనీయ మధుర మనోహర శ్రీచరణములకు నా సహస్రవందనములు అర్పిస్తూ, కన్నుకి కంటి రెప్పల, బిడ్డకు తల్లిలా మమ్మల్ని ఇప్పుడు ఎప్పుడు ఎల్లప్పుడూ రక్షిస్తున్నారు. ఏ లోకంలోనూ వెతికినా లభించని ప్రేమ ఆప్యాయత శ్రీ సత్యసాయి విద్యా సంస్థలని చిన్న ప్రపంచంలో మాకు అందజేశారు. నేను అర్జునునైతే నీ శ్రీకృష్ణుని వలె, నేను మారుతి అయితే నేను శ్రీరాముని వలె మమ్మల్ని మా అందరికీ ప్రేమను పంచుతూ మంచిని బోధిస్తూ ఆశీర్వదిస్తున్నారు. తల్లి తండ్రి గురుదైవము నీవే, అయిన అంతటికి ఉన్న మంచి స్నేహితుడు కూడా అయ్యావు. తేనె తీగల వలె మధువు కోసం వెతుకుతున్న మాకు అత్యంత మధురమైన ప్రేమ మధురమును మాకు ప్రసాదించి ప్రేమ స్వరూపునిగా మారావు. నాకు ఏ కష్టం వచ్చినా స్వామి అని మనసులో తలిచానో లేదో మరుక్షణం ఆ కష్టాన్ని మటుమాయం చేశావు. అనంతమైన బ్రహ్మాండాన్ని పరిపాలించే విరాట స్వరూపుడు నీవు స్వామి అయినప్పటికీ మా చిన్ని హృదయాల్లో గూడు కట్టుకుని మాకు ఆనందాన్ని అందజేస్తున్నాం. అక్షయాన్ని ప్రసాదించని మీకు ఏమివ్వగలం మేము మా ప్రేమ తప్ప? మాతో తోడుగా నీడగా జాడగా ఉంటారని ఆశిస్తూ ముగిస్తున్నాను. జై సాయిరాం.
பகவானின் பொற்பாத கமலங்களுக்கு என் பணிவான வணக்கங்கள். கண்ணுள் நின்ற ஒளியை கருத்தினை, வெண்ணுள் நின்று விளங்கிய மெய்யினை, எண்ணி எண்ணி இரவும் பகலும் நண்ணுகின்றவர் நான் தொழும் தெய்வமே. சுவாமி, என் வாழ்க்கையின் கடந்த 5 வருடங்கள் தாங்கள் எழுதிய ஒரு அழகிய கவிதை சுவாமி, அது மனதில் நின்றவை. நான் என் தாயுடன் இல்லாத காலங்களில் என் தாய்க்கும் என் சகோதரிக்கும் தாயாக விளங்கியது மனதில் நின்றவை. ஈன்ற பொழுதில் பெரிதுவக்கும் தன் மகனை சான்றோன் என கேட்ட தாயாக என் தாயை மகிழ்வித்தது மனதில் நின்றவை. உடுக்கை இழந்தவன் கை போல அங்கு இடுக்கண் களைவதாம் நட்பு. எப்போதும் உதவியாயிருக்கும் சகோதரர்களையும் உறுதுணையாயிருக்கும் ஆசிரியர்களையும் அளித்தது மனதில் நின்றவை. பண்டிகை காலங்களில் விழா கோலத்தில் நண்பர்களுடன் செய்யும் கேலி கிண்டல்களும் அட்டூழியங்களும் மனதில் நின்றவை. ஓடி விளையாடு பாப்பா, நீ ஓய்ந்திருக்கலாகாது பாப்பா என்று தினந்தோறும் விளையாட்டுகளில் பங்கேற்க செய்தது மனதில் நின்றவை. ஆசை கோபம் களவு கொண்டவன், பேச தெரிந்த மிருகம், அன்பு நன்றி கருணை கொண்டவன், மனித வடிவில் தெய்வம் என்று என்னை செதுக்கியது மனதில் நின்றவை. தங்களின் அழகிய முகம், அதிசய அற்புதங்கள், தூய்மையான தோற்றம் என்ற அனைத்தும் மனதில் நின்றவை. கல்வி கரையில கற்பவர் நாள் சில, மெல்ல நினைக்கின் பிணிபல தெல்லிதின் ஆராய்ந்து அமையுடைய கற்பவே நீரொழிய பாலன் குறுகின் தெரிந்து என்று என்னை அறிவூட்டியது மனதில் நின்றவை. ஒழுக்கம் விழுப்பம் தரலான், ஒழுக்கம் உயிரினும் ஓம்பப்படும், அவ்வொழுக்கமே கல்வியின் இறுதி உருவாக்கம் என்ற தமது கூற்று மனதில் நின்றவை. இனம் மாறலாம் குணம் ஒன்றுதான், இடம் மாறலாம் நிலம் ஒன்றுதான், மொழி மாறலாம் பொருள் ஒன்றுதான், களி மாறலாம் கொடி ஒன்றுதான், திசை மாறலாம் நிலம் ஒன்றுதான், இசை மாறலாம் மொழி ஒன்றுதான், தெய்வம் மாறலாம் இலக்கு ஒன்றுதான் என்று ஒன்று கூடி ஒற்றுமையாக வாழ்ந்தது மனதில் நின்றவே சுவாமி. நன்றி, வணக்கம்.
சுவாமி, சூரியரஷ்மிலோனே சூரியன்னி, வெண்ணெல் வெలుగులోనే చంద్రుణ్ణి దర్శించుకోగలం తప్ప మరో మార్గమేమీ లేదు.
అదేవిధంగా ప్రేమ స్వరూపుడైన మిమ్మల్ని ప్రేమ మార్గములోనే చూడగలం. గుండెల నిండా ప్రేమను నింపుకుని మాత్రమే మీ అనుగ్రహానికి పాత్రులం కాగలం.
కొందరు మీ ప్రేమను సముద్రంతో పోల్చుతుంటారు, అది సరికాదు. సముద్రానికైనా హద్దులున్నాయి కానీ మీ ప్రేమకు ఎల్లలు లేవు.
మానవుని జీవితంలో ప్రేమ అనేది అత్యంత శక్తివంతమైన సాధనమని మీ దివ్య సన్నిధిలో తెలుసుకున్నాం. మీ సన్నిధిలో గడిపిన ప్రతి క్షణము కూడా మీ యొక్క అద్భుతమైన ప్రేమను పొందాము.
అదే ప్రేమను మేము సాటి వ్యక్తులందు చూపించినప్పుడు మీరు ప్రసాదించిన ఈ జీవితం సార్థకమవుతుందని మేము నమ్ముతున్నాము. మా హృదయంలో ప్రేమ నింపుకున్నప్పుడు మాత్రమే ప్రేమ స్వరూపులైన మీరు సర్వులయందు కానవస్తారని మేము తెలుసుకున్నాము.
సమస్త పదార్థముల యందు మీ తేజస్సు ఉంటుందని, ప్రతి ఆ వ్యక్తిలోనూ మీ తేజస్సు ఉంటుందని తెలుసుకున్నాము స్వామి. సమస్త లోక సుఖినో భవంతు అనే లక్ష్యమే మా దీక్షగా స్వీకరిస్తాం.
అణోరణీయాన్ మహతో మహీయాన్, నీలో ప్రేమ లేనప్పుడు భగవంతుడు అనుస్వరూపుడై నీలో అగోచరంగా ఉంటాడు, అదే ప్రేమ ఉన్నప్పుడు గణస్వరూపుడై నీలో అంతటా గోచరిస్తాడు అని ఎన్నో మార్లు మాకు తెలియజేశారు.
స్వామి, మీరు మమ్మల్ని తల్లి వలె అక్కున చేర్చుకున్నారు,
తండ్రి వలె సరైన మార్గం చూపారు,
గురువు వలె మాకు జీవిత సత్యాన్ని ప్రబోధించారు,
స్నేహితుని వలె వెన్నంటే ఉండి మాకు ధైర్యాన్ని ప్రసాదించారు.
మా జీవితంలోని ప్రతి అడుగులో మీరున్నారు స్వామి, మీ పట్ల ఎల్లప్పటికీ కృతజ్ఞులమై ఉంటాము.
స్వామి, ఇప్పటి నుండి మా జీవితమే మీ సందేశంగా మారేలా నడుచుకుంటాము.
అందుకు కావలసిన శక్తిని, దీక్ష, దక్షతను మాకు మీరే ప్రసాదించాలి స్వామి.
కరుణ ముందర కదలియాడే కరుణ రూపము నీవు, పిలిచినంతనే పలుకరించే ప్రేమ భావము నీవు, నీవే మా సర్వం, నీవే మా ప్రాణం.
have been by my side even when my shadows left me in the dark, protecting me like eyelids protect the eyes. It is said, even your own mother can't help you if you don't ask for. But here is my eternal mother, lovingly giving everything I ask for. More so that I don't even ask for. For you, everyone is a child. Everyone is equal. Whenever someone comes seeking help, you gave your arms in an embrace. Even as Vivekananda was awestruck in his attempt seeking wealth when he saw Kalima, so are we. Whenever we come to ask something, your exuberating love is such that we even forget ourselves. But you, knowing everything my loving mother, ask, what do you want, Bangaru? What else do we ask for, O Swami? What have you not given us? For us, your words are our command, your life our message, your love a boon. It is said, one cannot give anything in return that can match the love and sacrifice of one single mother. If one cannot understand the love of one single mother, how can he understand the love of thousand mothers? All we can do is to open our hearts and experience you through surrender.
It is said that you have to experience darkness before you can appreciate light. But my Swami is so benevolent that he not only made me understand the value of light, but also made that darkness a learning curve so sweet that I even enjoyed that darkness. Swami, I thank you from the depths of my heart for adding value to my life, which is nothing but a series of endless zeros, by just being that one at the beginning of my life. As they said, time is more important than the timing, I recollect an incident. Few years ago, when I was feeling down for having been rejected from joining UN Institute Swami, my thoughts were vicious. I was thinking to you that you have done nothing for me so far. You blessed my mother, my father, and even my brother. But what about me? And now, you don't even want me to be your student. Contemplating on this, I fell asleep, and to my pleasant surprise, Swami, you came in my dream and not only blessed me profusely, but also gave me a Pada Namaskar, accepted me into your fold, and made me your instrument. This summarizes the unique relationship we share. Swami, you did not respond to me when I called you as the Almighty or Creator, or when I treated you as the All-Knowing, the Soul Savior, and the Captain of my life, or when I did bhajans, meditations, and fastings. But Swami, you responded to me when I treated you as one of my friends, when I blamed you for any mishappenings, and when I fought with you for all the silly reasons. Swami, thus, I beseech you to never ever let go of the hand of this friend, this son, this devotee, and this disciple. For you are all that there is, you are all that there will ever be for me and for us all.
We asked for success. You gave us commitment.
We asked for happiness. You gave us both pleasure and pain.
We asked for knowledge, and you gave us a mind of quest.
We asked for an excellent life, and you handled us onto that path of virtuous living.
We asked for wisdom, and you yourself became our Lord. This, my Lord, is the story of each one of us seated here,
sailing across the vastness of your compassion, with the breeze guiding and nudging us forward into the infinite intimacy of your enveloping embrace.
You drench us in the torrential showers of your love and warm us in the shine of your grace.
Every time when we were the ones with all the glory, you were the one behind us with all the strength.
For you are the wind beneath our wings,
the courage behind our fortitude,
the thought behind our foresight,
the reason behind our smiles,
the very purpose of our lives.
Because you chiseled our flaws,
corrected our paths, and sanctified our journey.
For it is only being with thee that we are all that we can ever be.
Even as we immerse ourselves in the state of consciousness, we stop and reflect at the myriad beautiful hues of our existence,
each of which shimmers with the luster of gratitude expressed through every passing breath of ours. In the end, Swami, we pray to you that you hold our lives like a kite string, even as we kites sway into the winds of success.
Even if the wind blows us astray, pull us right back into your lap, for truly, that is where we belong.
Swami, we pray to you that our love for you is as strong, as pure, and as sublime as yours is for us, thus transcending us from you to you.
O Lord, take my love and let it flow in fullness of devotion to Thee.
O Lord, take my hands and let them work incessantly for Thee.
O Lord, take my soul and let it be merged in one with Thee.
O Lord, take my mind and thoughts and let them be in tune with Thee.
O Lord, take my everything
and let me be an instrument of Thee.
Thank you. कर देखो तेरी तस्वीर भी उसकी है तू मुझे अपना लगे क्यों जब हुआ
Yeah. Yeah. साई बाबा जी की जय।